Jonathan Luter is from Linfield, is joining us, and from the North Shore Navigators, and from Seton Hall University, but he is in Linfield as we speak right now. Jonathan, hi, and welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Whoa, thanks for having me.
Well, Jonathan, I want to ask you, just to begin with, about the Navigators, and I understand being a you were at shortstop at Linfield, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and Cape Ann League Player of the Year. It's a lot of success last year in Linfield playing spring sports, but you know, it looks like that's kind of where you'll be if for the Navigators if you get to play there this year.
Yeah, I'll probably play in the middle infield. When I was at Seton Hall, I played most second. I played a little bit of short, but I was mostly playing second base. I'll just do whatever gets me playing, though, whatever gets me playing.
Tell me about the Seton Hall piece. So this is your freshman year, right, at Seton Hall?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so tell me how much of the season you got into playing.
I think we got 14 games, I think 14 games. We just got back from our spring break trip in California, and then we opened up our new stadium for our first home game on Wednesday, and Thursday evening we kind of got worried about the closing down of the season, and then that was pretty much it. I went home Saturday, so I think we got like 14 games in or something like that.
Oh my, wow, you were riding high back from California, new stadium. How had you been doing with the team?
Oh, say that again? How
were you doing with the team?
Oh, everyone on the team was great. I love the guys. I had the guys in the middle infield were great, especially too, helped me like learn the ropes, kind of learn like kind of the plays, the signs and all that, and they're just really high quality guys, as well as everyone else on the team. Mm-hmm. Really good individuals. I like them a lot. It was kind of sad to kind of cut it short, especially for the seniors. That's kind of tough being a senior. But luckily, they got an extra year eligibility back, which is good.
So tell me about. So now you're back in Linfield, and you're and all the courses are obviously online at this point, correct?
Yeah.
So what are your academic interests at Seton Hall?
Well, I'm a psychology major, and right now in class, I'm just taking like more general classes as like for like your freshman year, taking like an English class, an ethics class I'm taking, taking a psychology course, the film requirement that I'm taking, and then there's stats as well. So those classes are now all online. The teacher's been very accommodating, helpful with the transition, so that's been making the change fairly smooth, which is really good.
Gotcha. We're talking with Linfield's Jonathan Luters, who is a baseball player at Seton Hall, Linfield High School. Jonathan, what are you hearing from your Linfield neighbors, if you will? I'm sure you're still in touch with some of the kids that might be high school seniors, or what are they thinking right now?
I think they just want to – it kind of ended very abruptly for them, because I think they kind of had like a regular day of school, and then they just didn't go back the next day, and that was kind of it. So if that's like their last day of their senior year, it's kind of unfortunate for them. So I think I think they would kind of want to go back to kind of end out their senior year on a high note. But as of right now, I think it's May 4th. They're suspended too, but I think they're thinking they're probably going to be a little longer than that. Hmm.
Tell me about your I'm going to follow up with the last couple of questions at Linfield Baseball. So what are some of the highlights as from the team point of view? And add your personal highlights as well from Linfield Baseball from the last several years.
Oh, man. We made it as a team each of the 4 years. My freshman year, I was on JV my freshman year. I got called up to varsity. And we made it to the North Final. Sophomore year, North Final. All 4 years made it to the North Final. So that was pretty amazing for each of the 4 years to make it that far. I think each team was definitely special to be a part of. Even though my freshman year wasn't like really part of the team, I did get an at bat, which was my first like varsity at bat. That was a pretty memorable moment. I was called in to bunt with like a man on first because the game was tied. We were down by one, and I ended up walking. So that was pretty cool. Sophomore year, we had an awesome team. Had so much fun. All those guys are great. I'm still in touch with one of those seniors on that team. And while I'm playing college baseball, and that was just such a fun year. Junior year, kind of same deal. And senior year was always special. That's your senior year, those are guys you grew up playing with. And each year was just kind of special. Each of them had like a different like team kind of environment. But it was just so much fun just it's so much fun. High school baseball is awesome. Coach O'Brien does a great job, really running the program there, and just a special experience for sure. And I'm truly grateful for that.
Exactly. You're right, Coach O'Brien. It's a very strong program, and building a rich tradition there in baseball at Linfield High School. Jonathan, anything else to share with us about what are you doing to stay in shape? Let me conclude with that. Out running?
Yeah. So I have a makeshift gym in my basement. I have some dumbbells. I've been doing mostly all body workouts, like just body weight kind of stuff. The pull-up bar. I live on a dead end, so I can do sprints on my dead end street, which is good. I have a ladder, do like agility work. I can do ground balls out in front of my house. I can't really hit as much. I mean, I can swing in front of a mirror, but not really hit. Or I have to like talk to my dad and go down a field, but the field's kind of closed down. So just trying to do whatever I can. And I think it's for the conditions right now, I think it's pretty good. So just got to continue just doing that and just trying to stay in shape for the summer if it does happen.
All right, Jonathan, always great talking with you, by the way, and thanks so much for joining us. And, let's hope there is a summer season this year with the Navs. And Jonathan, again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Jonathan Luters with us from Linfield, from Seton Hall, and from the North Shore Navigators.